Governor Sean Parnell's request for quick legislative action on funding repairs to state buildings around Alaska will not make his goal of passing by March 1st. And the projects it would have kickstarted will likely wait until the full capital projects budget passes near the end of the session in April. Finance co-chair Bill Stoltz, a Chugiak Republican, this morning said it's the administration's own fault.
I don't think the individual departments had adequate explanation or descriptions of their projects. Some of them weren't maintenance projects. They were buying equipment. Some are circumstances of employees within the budget. I think there was would have been support for getting something out early if it was truly a deferred maintenance.
He said legislators should take part in identifying useful projects. They don't need to rely on what he called a mid-level bureaucrat putting a plan together to spend $100 million a year for the next 5 years. Governor Parnell says there's nothing magic about the March 1st deadline, except that by meeting it, the state can make money available to contractors sooner. He says waiting for the later, slower appropriation will put this summer's work at risk, and he's asking legislators to consider the purpose of the early deadline, providing jobs for Alaskans this year.
Bottom line is, we should all be in agreement that fixing what we've got, deferred maintenance, that's good. Jobs for Alaskans, our small contractors, our mid-sized contractors, that's good. Let's move.
Director of Management and Budget Karen Rehfeld said even if the bill has stopped, the deferred maintenance plan is not dead. She says the executive branch can prepare in advance for a late arrival and put a rush on the contracting process, getting some of the work on track for July 1st.